Today, as we continue our Lenten journey, we once again return to the ancient hymn we just sang, O Love, How Deep, allowing its rich confession of faith to guide our meditation for today. Each stanza draws us more deeply into the mystery of God's saving work, and each week the refrain grows clearer. Everything that Jesus does, he does for us. Today, we focus on the ordinary, the everyday ministry of Jesus. His praying, his preaching, his teaching, and his healing, and how through these simple acts, he continually seeks out his beloved people. What is striking about our gospel reading from Mark is how ordinary much of Jesus' ministry appears. He rises early to pray. He travels from town to town. He preaches in the synagogues. He teaches. He heals. He casts out demons. Certainly there are miracles here, but they are woven into the fabric of everyday life. Jesus is not staging some grand spectacles or dramatic displays of power. What he is doing is he's walking dusty roads, speaking God's word, touching broken lives, and bringing mercy where it is needed the most. Jesus' lifestyle and his ministry are important because they reveal the very heart of our God. Our world operates on the assumption of self-interest. People generally act in ways that benefit themselves or those closest to them. Even our systems of business, healthcare, and public service are built largely around cost, efficiency, and personal gain. While there is much good that comes from these systems, they still reflect the basic truth about human nature. We are inclined to look out for ourselves. But that's not how God works. God's character is fundamentally self-giving. His nature is love. He doesn't seek his own advantage. He does not act for his own personal gain. Everything that he does flows outward in mercy and compassion. As our series hymn beautifully confesses in verse 4, for us he prayed, for us he taught. For us his daily works he wrought. By words and signs and actions thus, still seeking not himself, but us. In other words, Jesus' entire ministry is aimed outward, directed toward sinners, toward the broken, toward the weary, toward the lost. He is always seeking, not himself, but us. So in Mark's gospel, we see this very clearly. After an exhausting day of preaching and healing, Jesus rises early in the morning to pray in a desolate place. And even in this solitude, his heart is turned toward the Father. His prayer is not an escape from ministry, but its very foundation. From this communion with the Father flows his strength, his direction, his unwavering commitment to his mission. And when the disciples finally find him, they urge him to return to the crowds who were searching for him. It would have been so easy for Jesus to stay there. The people were very receptive. His popularity was growing, but Jesus will not settle. He says, let us go on to the next town so that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out. Jesus is always on the move, always going toward the next place, the next village, the next group of sinners who need to hear the good news. He doesn't wait for people to come to him. He goes to them. He seeks them. He seeks us. This reveals the very heart of the gospel. God doesn't sit back and wait for humanity to figure things out. He doesn't stand at a distance hoping we'll find our way. He comes, he seeks, he calls, and he finds. From the Garden of Eden onward, God has always been seeking us. "Where are you?" he asked Adam. And in Christ, that searching love reaches its fullest expression. Jesus walks into our world, into our darkness, into our pain, and he calls us by name. This is why Jesus' ministry often leads to rejection. His work isn't flashy. His power is not controlling. His mercy doesn't conform to our human expectations. He forgives sins. He eats with sinners. He touches the unclean. And he speaks uncomfortable truth. And in doing so, he exposes human pride and self-righteousness. The ordinary ways in which God works often offend us because they are too simple, too accessible, too free. We see this clearly as Jesus stands trial before the religious leaders. They can't tolerate his claim to be the Christ, the Son of God. His teaching threatens their authority. His mercy challenges their assumptions. His humility contradicts their vision of power. And so the one who came to seek and to save the lost is condemned as a blasphemer and led to the cross. And yet, even in this rejection, Jesus continues his mission. He doesn't abandon his calling. He doesn't retreat. He walks the path of suffering all the way to Calvary for us. There, the ordinary tools of execution become the instruments of our salvation. Wood, nails, blood, and death become the means by which God reconciles the world to himself. This pattern of ordinary ministry continues in the life of the church. God still works today through simple means: spoken word, ordinary water, simple bread and wine, human voices, everyday acts of mercy. And to the world, these things appear weak, unimpressive, even foolish. But through these humble means, God continues to seek and to save the lost, his people. Martin Luther captured this beautifully when he wrote that everything in the Christian church is ordered toward this goal, that we daily receive nothing but the forgiveness of sins through the word and the signs to comfort and strengthen our consciences as long as we live. This is the heartbeat of the Christian's life. It is the heartbeat of the church's life. Week after week, day after day, God comes to us through preaching, teaching, absolution, baptism, and the Lord's Supper, continually seeking us, forgiving us, renewing us, and restoring us. And he did all of this for us. This helps to reshape how we understand our own Christian service. The church doesn't exist to promote itself, to impress the world, or to display some sort of power. It exists to serve. It exists to forgive. It exists to proclaim Christ. In simple acts of kindness, the quiet compassion, the quiet listening, faithful teaching, the church continues to seek the work of Jesus. And often unnoticed, often uncelebrated, these small acts become so powerful of a tool through which God holds back the darkness of this world and brings to it his light. I don't know how many of you know the story of the Hobbit, but in the story of the Hobbit, there's a great struggle between good and evil that is not carried forward by mighty kings or powerful warriors alone, but by a very small and unlikely hero. Bilbo Baggins is an ordinary hobbit who prefers a quiet life at home. Yet through his small acts of courage, kindness, and faithfulness, He plays a crucial role in overcoming evil. The story reminds us that it's not only great power that holds darkness in check, but the small, everyday deeds of just ordinary people, people like us. In much the same way, God uses ordinary Christians doing ordinary things to carry out extraordinary mercy. A prayer spoken, a meal shared, a visit made, a word of forgiveness offered. Through these humble acts, Christ continues to seek and to serve. Yet we should not be surprised when this way of life meets resistance. The world is drawn to power, to success, and to spectacle. It struggles to see the value in humility and service and in sacrifice. And so the church's ordinary ministry will often be ignored, dismissed, or even rejected by the world. But this rejection places us squarely in the footsteps of our Lord. For the path of seeking love is the path of the cross. And so we close by returning once more to the words of our series hymn, which gather up everything together that we have heard today. For us he prayed, for us he taught, for us his daily works he wrought, by words and signs and actions thus, still seeking not himself, but us. In these words we hear the heartbeat of our Savior's ministry. Jesus prays for us. Jesus teaches us. Jesus serves us. And yes, Jesus seeks us. Not once, not occasionally, but continually. In his ordinary, faithful work, God's extraordinary love is made known. And as we walk this Lenten road together, we do so with confidence, trusting the one who still seeks, still serves, and still saves. And he does all of it just for us. Amen.